From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel factions in Syria are expressing a number of reservations about the terms of a U.S.-Russian agreement that will usher in a ceasefire. The Free Syrian Army Group wrote to the United States saying the cessation of hostilities would primarily benefit the government of President Bashar al-Assad. In an apparent bid to strengthen their positions ahead of the stop in fighting, government and rebel troops fought in several parts of Syria Sunday. Airstrikes on the city of Aleppo, just ahead of the ceasefire, killed a number of civilians. The United States Sunday marked the 15th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House and spoke at the Pentagon.
We run our fingers over the names and memorial benches here at the Pentagon. We walk the hallowed grounds of a Pennsylvania field. We look up at a gleaming tower that pierces the New York City skyline. But in the end, the most enduring memorial to those we lost is ensuring the America that we continue to be.
The country's major presidential candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, paid their respects at Ground Zero. Hillary Clinton's doctor says she has been diagnosed with pneumonia but is recovering nicely. Clinton abruptly left the 9/11 ceremony in New York because she was not feeling well. A video shows Clinton stumbling off a street curb, her knees buckling as aides helped her into a van. Dr. Lisa Bardak says the 68-year-old Clinton's unsteadiness was caused by being overheated and dehydrated. The doctor examined her Friday for a prolonged cough. This is VOA News.